Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning. Today I will be continuing the topic we shared last week, the secret to marital bliss. Number three secret to marital bliss is develop God's kind of personality. One of the personality of God is love. To succeed in an institution patterned after God, you must possess God's personality. One of them is an unconditional love. He have demonstrated his love to us in so many ways. Some of them I will be discussing today. God is love. What you do or you do not do, notwithstanding. Immediately after Adam and Eve disobeyed in the Garden of Eden, he was angry and laid curse on them because of the disobedience. But not long after then, he had compassion on them and still sowed leave and clothed them. To love is to overlook wrong. If you still feel bitter over what your spouse did last month, you are not in love, you do not have the heart of God. Love is a secret to a life of plenty. There is always blessings in loving others. I'm yet to see any person who walk in love and do not enjoy God's blessings. The Bible says, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Your spouse is not just a neighbor, but a part of your flesh. It is easy to say, I love my wife or I love my husband. Can you die for he or her? When I say die, I mean die to something just to let he or her have that thing. I don't mean physical death. I mean dying to something just to let him have it or just to let her have it. Until you love to the point where you can give something so dear to you to your spouse, you are not operating in love. And each time you give up something so dear to you for others, God ensures he gives you something more precious back. Some time ago, Pastor Adeboye came to minister in a church where I was privileged to be. And at the end of the service, he said, we should sell a seed that is dear. When I got home, I packaged one of my most expensive gold. But before Sunday, something came up and I changed my mind. Years later, I was now married, believing God to be pregnant. And God said to me, give me that gold that was so dear to you that you couldn't give me years ago. Then I will give you your desires. And I finally gave it up. Not long after I gave up what I felt was dear to me, God came to me in my dream and gave me my first son. And I conceived him months later. There is nothing that could be more dear to me than my son. Whatever you give, you will have more of it. I was reading recently a story about Bill Gates. He presently gives out more than half of his income to charity and is still very, very wealthy. Anything you keep to yourself, you possess less of it. You can never lack what you sacrifice. The more you give love to your spouse, the more you sacrifice to your spouse, the more love you have in your home. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters and you'll find it after many days. Any person that complains when opportunity comes up to give is not a candidate for wealth. Love is giving. If you must experience bliss in your marriage and in your relationship, you must know how to give this priceless gift called love. God so loved the world that he gave his best to win us to himself. And because he have given up his own son, he have never lacked sons and daughters to serve him. Don't ever complain that my spouse do not love me. If you love them long enough, they will love you back in return. A lot of people make their spouse to live in hell while married to them. No wonder they do not live a life of peace themselves. Whatever you make happen to others, God will make happen to you. No wonder God says in 1 Peter 3:7, likewise, husband, live with your wife in an understanding way, showing honor to your wife as the weaker vessel, since they are heir with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Because the same way your wife yearned for your understanding, that's the same way you want God to understand your situation and answer your prayers. So if you want your prayers answered, be to your wife what God is to you. As a young man, if you want progress in life and you don't want your expectations to be cut short, don't go about telling women what you know you do not mean in your heart, promising them marriage, raising their hope, when within you know you do not mean it. If that is what you do, Know that you will also have many disappointments in life, because every heart is a seed. Do not be wicked to others. Features of love. Number one, love does not cheat. Love is patient and is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own. It is not resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but love rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Love does not seek its own, so love does not cheat. Cheating is self-seeking. That is why God have never cheated on any man. When God says, "I love you," He loves you alone. He has not and will not cheat on any man. That is why He will not make anyone exactly like you. Even after you're gone thousands of years, He will not reproduce your kind, because you are the only kind He loves. No wonder it is stated in the Bible that when one soul repent, the whole heaven will be rejoicing. The reason is not that there are no humans in heaven, but the reason is that when He creates a human being, He creates just that human alone. He creates you alone, that peculiar nature alone. So when that nature dies and is not with Him, He will be sorrowful, because He will not have that brand again. God have never cheated on any man. So when you love, you do not cheat. When you cheat, you are not in love. Love does not lie. Love keep no secrets. Love is not proud. Love is respectful. When you do not have respect for your spouse, it shows you do not love them. If you love anything, you will respect it. Have you noticed when people buy things very costly, they do not throw it on the floor anyhow? It shows the respect they have for that thing. Love gives. Love forgives all wrongs. Love care. Love understand. Love appreciate. Love is selfless. Love reward. Love is patient. And love is kind. Please stay with me. I'll be right back.
Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance.
Welcome back. Secret of marital bliss, number 4. Develop a positive thought towards your spouse. Thoughts are the most powerful force on earth. Anything you can see now was first thought of before it became a reality. Marriage was thought in God's mind before it became the most powerful institution that gave birth to the human race, and the only institution depended on to raise a successful generation. Your life follows after your thought. So is your relationship with others. Your relationship can never be better than you think of it. Your spouse can never become better than you think of it. Your home can never be blissful than you think of it. Nobody can help put value or bliss in your home more than you think or imagine bliss in your home. The more of negative thoughts you have towards your spouse, the worse they will become. So the question is, in your thought world, what name does your spouse bear? What name does your marriage bear? The name your marriage bears in your thought, that is what your marriage will always become, because your life follows after your thought. The reason so many people get into marriage and they end up wrongly is not because of the other person's fault, but because of their thoughts and their actions. Always thinking is another person's fault is a fault in itself. Change your thinking pattern. If you want to enjoy marital bliss, it starts with your thoughts. There is nothing I can teach you today that will suddenly change your marriage if you don't first change what you think of your marriage. Because what you think of your marriage is what your marriage will always become. The reason God still relates with us, in spite of our shortcomings, is because He does not deal with us based on what we have done or what we are doing now, but based on what He thinks of us. When you start thinking of what your spouse will become and treat them based on that, your marriage and your relationship will become an envy of all. This kind of thinking pattern will settle a lot of people into a blissful home. One of the reasons for delay in marriage is inability to manage people. And managing relationship depends largely on how you perceive life. When you think wrongly, you will behave wrongly. The strongest pollution in marriage is form in the heart, and it gives expression through the mouth. The initiation of marriage is form in the heart, and separation and divorce is also the same. You have to learn to start thinking right about your marriage. That is one of the strongest secrets of marital bliss. Secret of marital bliss number 5, pray in the Holy Spirit. If you must succeed in your marriage, in the world where divorce is like a handshake, you must pray in the spirit of the third party. Because the Bible said, "For the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered." You have to pray in the spirit of the third party daily over your marriage, over your children's marriage, over your generation's marriage that you've not yet seen. Is the secret of generational marital bliss. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your life. You can join me again for another profound topic. Same time, same station, next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we'll help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882050-42, 081-404-52433, or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.